Parashas Bereishis, there's so much to talk about, so I'm not going to really talk about anything. There's too much to talk about. But two short ha'aris on Parashas Bereishis, very short ha'aris, just relative to Shalom Bayis, I think they're important. One vart is, I made this up yesterday at Shal Shodis, so it's fresh off the, maybe someone says it, I'm sure someone says it. And everyone knows the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Esel lo Ezer Kenegde. Hashem says, Techav Adam, I'm going to make you an Ezer Kenegde. So Ezer means a helper, Kenegde means against you. So the Gemara in Yevamos already asks, well, which one? She's supposed to help you, she's supposed to be against you? So the Gemara says, depends. If you're lucky, she'll help you. If you're not lucky, she'll be Kenegde. So I was thinking that maybe it's Pachol Marastiru. The way she helps you is by being Kenegde. The biggest help your wife can be is not by telling you everything you're doing is right, not by telling you every decision you make is right, and not by telling you every way everything you do in your life is right. Just a yes man person is not a help. Right? Everyone knows that.
What?
But once in a while. Right. So I said this over in shul. Someone's like, but she doesn't always have to point it out, you know. But I think Pasha Pshat is that the biggest help that she is because she's connected. She'll tell you, she'll call you out, because we like to fool ourselves, and we could fool ourselves. But they'll always know better than us. They'll tell us what we're doing wrong and our mistakes and when things are bad ideas and all the shortcomings. So it's b'chol not a steer. I don't think it's a steer. I think the greatest azer is because she's connected. She's the one that's going to stand up against you and tell you, hey, listen, you got to improve. This is not right. And therefore, that's why I think it's not a steer. The other vort, which is not my vort, it's Rav Pam's vort, a beautiful vort. Rav Pam points out that if you look at the psukim at the end of Perek Gimel, so we obviously know we have the whole story of the Chet, Eitz Hadas, Adam, Chava, punishment, Klal, punishment. Then after Chava's punishment, what happens? After everyone's punishment, the Torah says that that Adam called Chava, Chava, and Hashem gave them clothing. That's the end of the story. So Rav Pam points out, why all of a sudden now did he name her Chava? That's his kash. Secondly, asks Rav Pam, what's the connection between Hashem of Adam calling her Chava and Hashem giving them clothing? So Pam explained beautifully. He said, hey, can you imagine you're Adam Rishon, right? You just watched, and again, Adam Rishon held that Chava was his downfall. Now you can imagine you're pretty upset at your spouse right now. She did you in, right? It wasn't just that she overmaxed your credit card, but this is a big deal, right? She sent you into a world that you didn't want to live in. So he was mad at her. So you could have, or maybe we would have, reflected our anger by naming her. You would have named her something that maybe we can't even say on tape, right? Something very not, you know, flattering, right? So what does Adam name her? Chava. Ki ein kochel, a beautiful title, beautiful name. Why, says Rapam? Because Adam is teaching us that even if your spouse does something that annoys you and you think they're wrong, don't harp on it. Right? He could have named her something like, you know, called her Eitz Hadas for the rest of her life. And every time he calls her, he's reminding her, you know, you're the Eitz Hadas. He could have called it troublemaker, or whatever word you want to fill in, you know, whatever. But Zakchupam, he didn't. Why? Because he was trying to teach us that when people make mistakes, you can't harp on them. You can't live a life like that. You know, there are people that made a mistake once, forget, you can't talk to them for the next 25 years. Because, you know, once when you were in grade school, you know, they cut in line and you were in the water fountain. It doesn't work like that in life, especially not with a spouse. You can't harp on things forever. So Zakchupam, and that's why Hashem doesn't harp. Because what happens right after Hashem gives out the clothes? He gives them clothing. Why doesn't Hashem say to Adam and Chava, now you guys sit there like that without clothing? Little punishment. Because we didn't harp on our other people's mistakes, so Hashem doesn't harp on our mistakes either. Hashem says, okay, you made a mistake, let's get you some clothing, let's clean up, let's get back to work. So therefore, Zakchev Pam, Adam Arishon was teaching all of us for mankind, which I think is an amazing, amazing lesson for life, is that we can't harp on the mistakes of our spouses and the mistakes of anyone really. Friends, children, parents, neighbors, you name it. Especially with spouses. It's not kedai to harp on it, because if you're going to harp on it, then you're never going to move on, it's never going to be productive. I said over a story from Rebbetzin Ephraim Goldberg. It's now a very famous story because Yoel Gold said it over, so now it becomes famous. But it's a great story. It's not a fantastic story. She tells over when she was a little girl in visiting day. Yeah. So it's a great story, unbelievable story. I've said this over so many times. So she was one, when she was a young girl, so she was on visiting day. So as many people know, when you go visiting day, it used to be only parents come to visiting day. Now grandparents come to visiting day also. Okay. So, you know, I know, Baruch Hashem. Now, no visiting day, but the grandparents should still send the money, that's for sure. Send the money before. So, she was a visiting day, and her grandfather came to visit her in the camp. And they were walking together with her father and her grandfather. And her grandfather passed a fellow in the visiting day, and they made some form of acknowledgement that they know each other. So, Rebbetzin Goldberg asked her father, or her father asked his grandfather, who is he? He said, that's nobody. That means nobody. You obviously knew each other. You made some form of acknowledgement. He says, nah, don't worry about it. Let's just move on. So whenever you tell someone that, they always want to know what's going on. So Rebbetzin Goldberg's father was nudging his father, the grandfather. Tell me what's the story. So he said, listen, he said, back, we lived in Romania before the war. It was, I had a wife and a child, and I had visas to get out of the country. And this fellow was my best friend before the war. We were mom's best friends. And I told him, he asked me, what are you going to do to get out before the war? So I told him I had visas hidden in a certain place. The next day I came, the visas were gone, and my best friend was gone also. This guy, who was my best friend before the war, took my visas, and ultimately I ended up in the camps. His first wife died, and his child died. And this guy saved his family. So the son asked him, he said, what do you mean? How do you not punch the guy in the face? So he said, no, you have to understand, it was a different time, you have to let go. So I tell him, I say over, I said, no matter what anyone does to you in life, it can't be as worse as what that guy did. It can't be, it's impossible. It can't be the guy who took your parking spot is worse than the guy who took your visas and ultimately this guy's wife and child died. It can't be, it's impossible. And he's willing to let go. So Kol Shekein, all the grievances that we have with the world, we have to be able to let go. So that's Adam Arishan taught us in this week's parasha, that sometimes in life you have to let go. You can't harbor pain and anger forever. First of all, it's not healthy. Psychologists will tell you it's not healthy. Everyone will tell you it's not healthy. And just push it. Adam Arishan taught us, he called Chava such a beautiful name. Even though he was mad at her, he was upset at her, he was fatinated on her. But you can't let these things harbor. You have to be able to move on. You have to be able to let go. Okay, so let's get back into things over here, Rabbi Yisrael. If you remember where we're holding. Oh, just for Tuesday night, Halacha Shir. So Mr. Shem, this week we're going to have a Chumash Shir Wednesday night on Zoom, I think we still are. So we're going to do Pashas Nayach. And Halacha, we're starting a new series that is maybe relevant to many people, maybe not. I want to talk a little bit about taking care of really elderly, but really taking care of sick people. Very often people have elderly parents that are not well, and there are a lot of shadows that come up. So I'm going to first talk about really just taking, or really just dealing with chaylim, and then ultimately we're going to get into dealing with being in a hospital over Shabbos. Obviously the best reason to be in a hospital over Shabbos is for having a baby, but sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes people have to be in hospitals for other reasons, and today with electronics, it's very complicated to be in a hospital over Shabbos. You can't go anywhere. You go here, you go there, something turns on, something goes on. So Belinda will get into that ultimately. But it's some interesting halachas that often are overlooked about being mevakeh chaylim, caring for a chayla. You know, Shiloh's like, you know, do you leave a chayla's bedside to go to minyan? These are, you know, serious shaylas. You know, people think, oh, wow, I got that minyan. The chaylas needs you. You know, the doctor is not going to know who to talk to if you either. So these types of shaylas, we will be there to get to starting this Tuesday night. Okay, let's get back into the Gemara. If anyone remembers where we left off before we started talking about Yom Nerayim, we had a sheet of the Chunya ben Akana. And the Chunya ben Akana said that there's a din of kimle b'derab minei even by chayvei krisus. So again, normally kimle b'daramine, we're going to get into much more of that today, Mr. Shem. Normally kimle b'daramine means if a person gets misa and mamanis, so he only gets misa, he doesn't get the mamanis. But what happens if it's kuris? It doesn't come from bezdin, it comes from a higher source. So Rav Nechunya ben Akana says, even on kuris, we have kimle b'daramine, and everyone else seems to argue on Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We'll even see, do we paskin like Rav Nechunya ben Akana? So he'll ask me, if we paskin like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, what's a negeya? So we'll see, Mr. Burr talks about how it's negeya, halacha l'maaseh today, to know whether or not we paskin like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. But Chunya ben Akana holds, if a person did something that gives him chayvei krisus, let's say a person ate on Yom Kippur, and also while he ate on Yom Kippur, he also ripped someone's shirt, so he did two violations, so the halach is, according to the Chunya ben Akana, kimle b'diramine, he does not have to pay for the shirt. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what's the svara from the Chunya ben Akana? So if you remember last while back, on number one, we had a first the opinion of Abaya, and then secondly we had Rav. So I just put Abaya, I just put it on over here just to contrast it, because the Gemara is going to contrast it, so we should just have it in our head. So the Gemara says, number one, Gemara Ksuv Mustaf Lamed. So the Gemara, my time of Ibn Chunya ben Akana, what's the reason for Ibn Chunya ben Akana? Why does Ibn Chunya ben Akana say that there's kimle b'diramine by chayvei krisus? Again, all the psukim, which we'll get to Blineda more today, that talk about kimle b'diramine, always talk about it with regard to bezdin, not kares, which comes from Hashem. So how did Ibn Chunya ben Akana know? Omer, Abaya, Nema, he made Xer Shava. It says the word asan bidei adam. It says the word asan by something that can be done by man. V'nemar asan bidei shemayim. It says the word asan bidei shemayim. If you remember, we had a whole long discussion in the Gemara about what was the asan bidei shemayim. But the simple gzeirah shava was, it says in the pasuk, if a person will hit a pregnant woman, and there will be an asan, there will be a catastrophe, and therefore the Torah says X and Y. It says asan by when Yosef. When Binyamin went down with his brothers, so the Gemara makes a reshava. Ma asan or omer bidei adam. Just like the word asan that's found by bidei adam, potter min atashlumin, we say you're potter. Af asan omer bidei shemaim, so to an asan that happens from Hashem, meaning kares, potter min atashlumin, you'd be potter from any form of payment. Now again, the pasuk with Binyamin going down to Yosef had nothing to do with ripping someone's shirt, but the Gemara made a drasha just like by asan, the word asan found when a person hits a pregnant lady. The Torah says if he hits a pregnant lady and he kills the pregnant lady, So then he doesn't have to pay the Dmei Veladus. Why? Because he's going to get Misa for killing the lady. Okay, not Misa for killing the Uber. You don't get Misa for killing an Uber, as we all know, we spoke about many times. Abortion is not a capital crime in Judaism. That's why it's interesting. I spoke about this in my shul over Yom Tov. We spoke about this a little bit once before. If a Kohen kills somebody, he's not allowed to duchen. And all the details that come up from that. But the Mishnah Berurah passage is if a Kohen kills a fetus, he's allowed to duchen. Why? Because we all know that abortion is not Misa. Again, this is always the ironic part of politics. All the politicians try to convince you that the Orthodox opinion of abortion is like the Republicans. It's absolutely not true. The Jewish opinion on abortion is a third shita. It's not the Democrats, it's not the Republican. It's wrong, but it's not death. We don't believe it's murder. When they say abortions are murder, that's not a Torah outlook. Absolutely not. It's not murder. It's something. Whatever it is, you have to figure out. We spoke about this at length. But it's something, and it's wrong, but it's not murder. Murder, it's not. And therefore, Zakti Mishnah Berurah, if a Kohen kills a fetus, he's still allowed to duchen. So when the Torah says if a man hits a lady, pushes a lady, and she miscarries and she loses the baby, so the Torah says, well, it depends. If she dies also, then you don't have to pay the Dmei Veladus because of Kim Levi the Rambam in it. Because if she dies, then you're going to get Misa for killing her. So then you don't have to pay the Dmei Veladus. Vim lo yeh asun, and if there's no tragedy, which means she doesn't die, which means you're not going to get the death penalty, therefore then you have to pay the Dmei Veladus. So says the Gemara, we see from that pasuk that the word asun is used, and over there you have an exemption of Kim Levi the Rambam in it. Says the Gemara, so too, by any time Osan, even Bidei Shemayim, you have the exemption of Kim Lebed Rabbin. That's how Abaya learned the din from. That's what we saw already last time. Now the Gemara starts off, Rava Omar, number two. This is about an Omid later in the Gemara. Rava Omar, a different pshat. Hainu Taimudim Nuchunim and Akama, what's the reason of Nuchunim and Akama? A different pasuk. What's the pasuk? It says, V'im Halem Yalimu Amar to Zeni Emineshahu, Besita Mizar Lamoylech, if the people will look away from this person who's passing his children to Moylech. We spoke about this last time, that the pasuk is referring to Bez Din that for some reason did not decide to kill someone who is guilty of Moilch. Moilch means he passes his children for Avodah Zarah. So the person is supposed to get the death penalty, but for some reason, not that he didn't do it or there's lack of information, but Bez Din never got around to taking care of it. Bez Din just was ha'alim. They overlooked it. So the pasuk says, Hashem says, don't worry. Hashem says, I'll take care of it. I'll do what Bezdin's not going to do, v'chvati yisoi, and I will cut him out. I'll take care of it. So Hashem basically tells Bezdin, if you guys are not going to do your job, I'm going to do my job. So says Rava, Amra Teiru, Karish Shali, Kemisa Shalachem. So Rava makes a drasha like this, that when Hashem says, I will cut him out, it means Hashem says that when I do something, it's in the replacement of what Bezdin's supposed to do. It's like Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Ma, Misa Shalachem, Pat Minat Tashlumin. Just like when Bezdin does something, there's such a thing called Ptur Tashlumin, Kem Levi Ramine, Av Karish Shali. So to my Karish, any Karish that come down from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, part of Tashlumin is part of from Tashlumin. So Rava has a different twist, a different pasuk. Rava learns it out from the fact that the Torah says that I will give Karis in the place of Mises Bezdin. So Rava understands that to mean that Karis, again, this is the way we'll have to get this a little clearer. It might be a machloikas achrayim, but Pashup Shat Rava is saying is that I look at Karis like I look at Mises Bezdin. Just like Mises Bezdin has a Ptor Kim Lebed Rabbine, so Karis has a Ptor of Kim Lebed Rabbine. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Is there any practical nafkamina lahalacha between learning it from Abaya's pasuk and learning it from Rava's pasuk? What's the difference? So the Gemara comes up with an interesting chiddush. So the Gemara ikabin. Now there is a difference. Zor sheochal truma. What happens if a zor non-kayin is truma? So what did he violate? What's the issue for a zor to eat truma? So it's misa b'dei shemayim. It's not karis. Right, we spoke at length about this last time, that there's two separate punishments. One's called karis and one's called misa b'dei shemayim. What's the difference? Big machlokes b'shayin. Rashi shita is, we'll see it again over here, Rashi holds karis means ariri. Karis means that the children get killed also. Misa b'dei shemayim means only he gets killed. The b'shayinim disagree. Many b'shayinim have kashas on that. Taisus in Masechta Shabbos and other b'shayinim disagree with that pshat. And most b'shayinim learn the difference between karis, of ariri, karis and misa b'dei shemayim is the years. What years does everything start? One starts at 60, one starts earlier, one starts at 50, all different configurations. So the Gemara says that's the Nafkamina. Why is Zor Sha'ocha Truma the Nafkamina? Because Zor Sha'ocha Truma is not Karis. It's Misa B'dei Shemayim. So why is that a Nafkamina? So let's see Rashi. Says Rashi on Rava, number three. Mino Isha Hu Shu Chai Mises Bezdin. V'samt Ani Panay V'chrat L'manu Sha'akaris B'moke Misa V'chilufa. We learn from over here that Hashem says, I will give him Karis instead of him getting Misa Spezdin. So Dr. Rashi, you see from here that Karis is the exchange, it's the equivalency of Misa Spezdin. And just like Misa Spezdin is Kim Lebed Rabbine, so too Karis has Kim Lebed Rabbine. So Dr. Rashi, Zor Sha'ocha Truma b'mezit. If a Zor ate Truma on purpose, he who b'misa b'dei shemayim. What's the punishment? Again, random Jewish information. If a Zor eats Truma, his punishment is not Karis. It's Misa b'dei shemayim. V'loy b'karis. So to Rashi, karis, what's karis? Hu v'zaroi nenoshin. Rashi, the sheet is that karis means him and his children get killed. T'chsev aririm yiyu. Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, aririm is only by certain arayas. Not every karis has aririm. Okay. Be it as it may, Abaya holds, Psadi Gemara says, that Zohar Shol Chachuma is really a pasuk in Chumash. Zohar Shol Chachuma is chayv misa dei shamayim. So why is this the nafkamina? So Rashi explains, Le Abaya potter, according to Abaya you're going to be potter. Why according to Abaya you're going to be potter? Mitashlumin, the nafkul ama osam bidei shamayim. He learns out the word osam. Osam means a catastrophe. Something bad happens. V'chol osam imashma. Be misa, be bikaris. Again, an osam means something bad happens. Does it matter how the guy dies, if he dies from karis or he dies from misa? That's an osam, that's a tragedy. So therefore, according to Abaya, as long as there's a tragedy, tragedy means someone dies, I don't care why he dies, I don't care if he dies with 50 years old or he dies at 60 years old, this guy died. And therefore, according to Abaya, this will be considered an osam. Every osam has kimleb de ramene, so you have kimleb de ramene also. Again, a czar who eats truma has to pay back the truma also, just to clarify. Where's the mominess in czar shalcha truma? Because when you eat truma, you steal from the coin. You have to pay him back. So the guy walks into the kohen's house and rips away the truma and he gobbles it down. So now he did an aveira called eating truma. He also stole from the kohuna. So does he have to pay back the kohuna? So the gemara says according to Abaya, no. Why? Because kimleb deramine. Why is it kimleb deramine? It's not karis. It's only misa deshamayim. The gemara says who cares? According to Abaya, it shouldn't make a difference because according to Abaya, we learn the word asan. Asan means a tragedy. Something bad happened. Someone died. So who cares how he died? He died from karis, he died from Yisrael Deshamayim. Doesn't matter. But according to Rava, Ula Rava Chayef. It says, according to Rava, you would not say Kim Lebe Deramine. Why not? So Rashi explains. Rashi doesn't say. Why not? Because what was the drush of the Gemara? Karis Sheli Kim Misa Shalachem. All you see from the Torah is that karis can be in the place of Misa Deshamayim. You don't see anything about Misa Deshamayim, Misa Bezdim. You don't see anything about Misa Deshamayim. It's a whole different punishment. So therefore, Rava would tell you in a case where Zari Truma, where he's in a violation of Misa Bidei Shemayim, that has no basis in Halacha, no source that can have the same status of Kim Lebe Diramin. That's what the Gemara says.
How do you know to define Kuntu Asan as so broad? Maybe a Kuntu Abai, also it's only an Asan that's by Karis. That's a bigger tragedy. Whatever it is, it includes the
Shemayim. No, because over there the case was really neither. The Asan Bidei Shemayim was something happening to Binyamin on his way down. It's very vague. So here, the Lashon of Rav is very important. Mis Kares Shali Ken Misa Shalachem. Okay.
And how would you ever have a case of Tashlumen, according to Abai, if every case of Tzar eating Truma?
Right, according to him, it would never, unless it was B'Shoigik. Unless it would be B'Shoigik. Right, so now let's look at an interesting halach on Shulchan Aruch.
Wait, Shoigik Mezit, how does that tie?
We'll have to come back to whether or not there's Kim Levi Naman and Shoigik also. I'll just put that aside. That's itself we discussed a little bit. We'll have to come back to it. Now just take a look at number 4 for a second. Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Okay, we're back to Yom Neroyim again, right? So look to Mechaber. Kol Malacha Shechayov Maleh B'Shabbos Chayiv Maleh B'Yom Kippurim. Anything you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Yom Kippur. V'chol Shabbos Shabbos Potter Avalosa Gam Yom Kippurim. Okay. Elo, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Before Shem Mishnah Megillah, Elo Shabbos Shabbos Doyne Beskila. If a person violates the Shabbos, he gets capital punishment. He gets skila. Ubi Yom Kippurim Zdoyne Bekaris. And what's the punishment for Yom Kippurim? He gets karis. Fine. Now, why is that relevant today? Says the Mishnah Berurah, number 5. V'gamo idno de'ene noyig dinu nefoshes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though today we don't give out punishments, mikomokom nafkemino le'nin kem lebe deramine. It's still relevant. You need to know that karis, that Yom Kippur is different than Shabbos with regard to the halachas of kem lebe deramine. Why? Tachoyvo b'chaveri b'Shabbos. A person beats up his friend on Shabbos and he punches him in the nose, he makes him bleed. Right? So then, kivan av mechayv misa b'dei odom potem b'tashlumen. In that case, if a guy goes over to the guy because he took his seat, took the last piece of kogelat to Kiddush, punch him in the face, now he's got a bloody nose, okay? So you're chayiv misa for causing him to bleed, and you're chayiv him because you were mazik him. So zokti mishtabur, in that case, it's kim lebi deramine. So you wouldn't have to pay for breaking his nose.
How do we have this today? You need aid with us.
Oh, so it says in mishtabur, v'afilu b'chayiv l'b'shoigit. Even b'shoigit would be like that. Which we'll see in a second. Right? That's right. As opposed to Yom Kippur, if you punch a guy in the face in Yom Kippur, because he took your psich instead of you, right? Probably not a good day to punch people in the face, right? And then he bleeds, and you break his glasses. Says the Mishnah, then you got to pay him. Why? Because since it's Chayvi Krisis, Chayvi Krisis doesn't look him like Ramine. Why? Because we don't pass like him the Chonya Ben Akana. We don't pass like the Chonim Ben Akana. We don't hold this kimle. According to the Chonim Ben Akana, if you punch a guy in the nose on Yom Kippur and you break his glasses and you cause him to bleed, you're parted from the glasses. Kimle b'derabine. According to Us, who don't pass like in the Chodim Yenikon, it says in Mishnah Berurah, if you punch a guy in the face, you break his glasses in Yom Kippur, you're going to have to pay for the glasses. You punch him in the nose on Shabbos.
I don't understand the foot. The bottom line is we don't get Pesach Shabbos, and it is an Isser Kares.
What, Shabbos?
No,
we'll come back to that in a second. We'll come back to the Shaila, what happens when there's no Edim and Asra. We'll come back to that in 2 seconds. So, but I just wanted to bring this out because it's Mamish Nageya, Halach Lamaisa, this thing that we don't pass because of the Chum Yenakon. Now, let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch number 6, Choshe Mishpat. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah told us to look up. Mishnah Berurah told us to look in Choshe Mishpat, the end of Choshe Mishpat, the Mechaber writes the following. Sorry for the small print. I apologize. Hachoyva b'chaveir b'shabbos. This is in Choshe Mishpat. A person damages his friend on Shabbos, potter mitashlumin. He doesn't have to pay. Afilu hu shaygig. Even if it's accidental. What's the even if it's accidental? And he's not going to get misa for it. We still say kim d'ramine. Kivin shiyesh ba misas bezin. Since hurting someone has the potential to have misas bezin, this is what we learned the sugya of Tana de Bechizkia, that chayvei misas bezin shaygigin. Also has kim lebi d'rab mineh. Therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, if a guy punched the guy in the face accidentally, you elbow him by mistake trying to get the last piece of herring, and by mistake you knock him in the face and you break his glasses. So zok the mechaber, you putter from the glasses. Aye, you're not giving the guy misa. Doesn't matter because we still say kim lebi mineh. Avla choyvel bechaver b'yom kippurim. If you were choyvel your friend in Yom Kippur, afilu b'mezid. Why is it afilu b'mezid? Even though you're actually going to get misa, you're going to get karis. Chayiv l'shalom lo. You still have to pay him. So what's the difference? So we understand the difference because we don't hold of Kim Lebi D'Rab Mineh by Yom Kippur. Since Yom Kippur is Karis, and we don't pass like the Chonya Ben Akana, therefore there's no Kim Lebi D'Rab Mineh.
Anything on Shabbos, even B'Shogit.
Oh, yeah.
B'Shogit. Fine, B'Mezid without Hasra, it's at least the Maisa of Mezid.
That's the Chiddush of Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia has a drasha, which hopefully we'll get to at one point, where he said that even Shogit has Kim Lebi D'Rab Mineh. So we spoke a little bit about how do you understand that alumnus? Right, so we said that maybe the lumdus, the simple way of understanding it is that the Torah tells me that shogeg and mezid have to have the same rules. It's a drasha, it's a gzeirah shavah.
In Kimla.
Well, in Kimla. Right, we know it for sure it doesn't, right? Right, so we have to one day come back to a little bit better how to understand Tanah d'Bechizkiya. But look at this sma over here, very interesting sma. The sma says, 1 second, the afagav di yesh lav, this I think was bothering Seth, the afagav di yesh lav im hakarish asam lacha b'yam kippurin. Right, we know that Yom Kippur is a fascinating day. Not only is there karish, but there's also a lav. Because it's Yom Tif. So on top of that, you have Kuris and you have a lot. So Taina Disma, Afagav, the Yesh Lav, and Makaris, Ayesim Lachem, Yemek, Purim, the Lakin, the Lav, Misrube. So if you were to warn the guy, right, you warn the guy, listen, if you punch him in the face, you're going to be over a lot. Now you forgot that it's also in Yom Kippur, and therefore it's really Kuris. But you told the guy, listen, you know, if you punch him in the face, you're going to be over a lot. So you master him with a lot, which it is a lot. Says the Sma, the Kaimalon, you did one thing to one person, so frek the smack kasha. 1 second, how can the mechaber be so blunt and say, well, Yom Kippur, oh no, kimle. I have a way you can have kimle on Yom Kippur if you warn the guy that it's a lav, and then he'll violate the lav part, and on the lav we'll say kimle between the lav and the mumminus. Maybe the kares. But in Yom Kippur, there's kares and the lav. So on the kares part, you can't have kimle because you won't pass like in the chunya. But there's still the lav there. So on the lav, and you will master him the lav, and therefore the lav should kick in. So therefore the lav tells me you can't get the lav in the mamunis, so therefore he should be exempt from the money. So this might answer something very interesting. He says, no. Shani gabi chavola de gololon kro de yite mamun, for lo ye loike, de nesinik sivbe. He says, no. This part of the Xeris HaKosav is when it comes to hitting a person, you always give him money and not the Malkus. I mean, that's the Chiddush HaKra. Because his question is that you should get Malkus and not have to pay. Again, this is always a question. When you have Malkus and Mamonis, well, which one do you give? So we're always familiar with Mishalim Ve'en Aloike. We're familiar with the fact that you pay and you don't get Malkus. The problem is the Gemara has drushes that sometimes it goes the other way. Sometimes it's Loike Ve'en Mishal. So the Smas Kasha over here is that why don't we say the rule of Loike Ve'en Mishal? So the Smas says no. Since it says, again, this is not really our sugya, but it's just interesting to point out that he's arguing that I want this part of the Sma. That when it comes to Yom Kippur, you can break down the Kares and you break down the Lav. And you can use Kimle B'Diramine with the Lav to the Mammon, even though you don't do Kimle with the Kares to the Mammon. That's what I want from this Sma. Now, why do I want that? Because look at the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is bothered with a Kasha. Chassam Sefer is bothered with the following Kasha. The Gemara wants to know, where does Abai and Rava differ? Again, Rava learns it out from Misa Kare Shalik and Misa Shalachem. Abaya learns it out from Osun, whenever there's a tragedy. So, time to Chassam Sefer, I have a very simple Nafkamina. What happens in a case where you amass with a guy, lemalkus? Again, what happens if there was a hasra lemalkus? Zor shal chal truma, the Rambam writes, not only is a misa b'de shemayim, but there's a lav there also. So the guy goes into the kohen's house, he's about to eat truma. You tell the guy, you're not allowed to eat truma. If you eat truma, you're over a lav. So what did you just do then? You amass with him lav. So if you amass with him lav, forget the misa b'de shemayim. You amass with him lav. Do we say kim lebi d'rab minei now? On the lav part of the equation, just like we saw from the Sma, when you have kares and a lav, by Yom Kippur now you have misa b'de shemayim and a lav.
If you lav, you say kim
lav. Yeah, not a lav.
Because it's administered by Beth.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Correct, correct. But the Maisa, that's on the book, which we'll see in a second.
But I thought it depends whether you do it's going to be one or the other.
Right, right, right. He'll get one.
So
right.
In you said before in Yom Kippur, the
Smile held. He held, you're going to pay and not get malchus.
Pay. And here.
Ah, so let's see. So what would it be over here? Says the Chassam Sefer number 8. V'hainu b'loy asu b'le malchus. Di ilu asu b'loyke u'miftar mitam malchus. Says the Chassam Sefer Gevaldik. The whole nafkemina between Abai and Rav would only come up in a case where the guy only told the guy, if you eat truma, you're getting misa b'de shemayim. But if the guy was a shtickel lamdin, the masre, the warner, he goes over to the guy and says, listen, you know, if you eat truma, you're going to be over a laugh. What happens now? So therefore, says the Chassam Sefer, in that case, the lav would kick in. On the lav, you'd have kim lev d'ramine. And he says, granted, what you do over here, it would be mifter mita malchus. Esube, you'd get malchus and not pay. Loike ve'ena mishalim. So says the Chassam Sefer, the whole time Abai and Rav are only going to argue, even by a zar, is only in the case where the guy who gave him hasra forgot to mention that it's also a lav. Or only mentioned that it's misim deshamayim. But if he would have told the guy, by the way, you should know, eating truma is a lav. So then the lav would kick in. On the lav, you'd be able to say kim lev d'ramine. The only reason why you don't have kimle is because you're focused on the misim deshamayim. But says the Chassam Sefer, if he would have been masrim on the lav, since eating truma bizarre has a lav and misim deshamayim, if he would have been masrim on the lav would have kicked in and exempt him from the mamins. So explains the Chassam Sefer, which is basically what we saw already from the Sma. Now, just on a side note, this is really just interesting.
Kares only happened with Hasra and all that.
That's correct. Yeah, it's be master of Lukaris. If not, he just gets the lav. Now, listen to this, Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Again, totally.
I'm sorry. If you just say, you're not allowed to do the Torah, you're not allowed to do it, and you don't say what the punishment is.
So that's the question of how, what rules of Hasra are right? How to give Hasra. Now, this Mishnah Berurah is fascinating.
Just one other thing. In Shabbos, though, I thought you have Kares. If there's no aim with Hasra, your Maisa, on purpose, is.
That's true, right? So I think that's what's. Right. I'm not sure how that works for Shabbos, right? That's a little bit more complicated.
That's, right? Okay.
That's going to get a little bit more complicated. Well, again, we're going to come to sugyas that talk about this, so hopefully we'll be able to get it clear. Now, we've just been talking a lot about Kares and Misim Deshamayim. So we discussed a little bit before Yom Kippur about tshuva and kapara. How does a person. We said there's one sheet that holds, there's no tshuva for Kares. Even after Kares, the person still doesn't get a kapara. Look at this Mishnah Berurah number 9. Again, I think most people, they read this Mishnah Berurah, they skip over it, but it's a very, very powerful Mishnah Berurah. It's only again because we're learning the sugya of Kares and Misim Deshamayim. Mishnah Berurah writes this. He says, Ukadi'isa b'medesh tanchuma. Imchoto odom v'neschayiv misim l'shamayim. Let's say a person doesn't have that he deserves misim l'shamayim. I'm not sure if he means dafka misim b'shamayim or even Kares, one of the two. What could he do to live a long life? Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from a Medrash, Im lomad lishno is perik echad yishnei shnei prak. The guy could learn, so until now he learned one perik, basically increase your Torah study. Vim lomad lishno is daf echad yishnei shnei dafim. Learn double. Increase Torah study. Vim any idea lomad, let's say you don't know how to learn, which again today is not so hard, just get an art scroll. Yis asik al koponim bemidas at stok of a chesed v'yichi. Be involved in stok of a chesed, and you'll live. K'moshenem, like it says in the pasuk, "Roi div tzedaka v'chesed yim tzachayim tzedaka v'kav." A person runs after tzedaka v'chesed, he will find chayim v'tzedaka. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'ikor liman atayri yamanas l'kayim." And the main learning should be practical halacha. V'ena mekayim noich loy shalinavru. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks the better the haloy made v'ena mekayim noich loy, because if you just learn and you don't fulfill, so then it's better you never create it. So learn practical halacha. Learn things that are going to make you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. This is Mishnah Berurah talking. It's not, you know, whatever. He's saying halacha l'mais. If a person thinks he did a crime that deserves misa v'de shemayim, he should increase his Torah and increase his Torah along with tzedak and the shayat. See an ads, number 10. He says, V'ein kavanas ha'medish de b'Torah levad yotzo. Afilu b'lay midas ha'chesekal. Don't make make a mistake when you read this medrash. You say, well, if I'm a big Talmud Chacham, I'll just learn Torah. I won't do any Tzedakah B'chesed, and that's going to be my ticket out. He says, no. If a person says, all I have is Torah. I don't do Chesed, I don't do Tzedakah. I just learn Torah. He doesn't even have Torah. The real way to fix this sin is through learning Torah if you have the ability and the capability. Everyone has to also do chesed and have compassion on mankind. And through that, a person will have kapara. Like it says, with chesed and emes, your averes will be mechaper, and then Hashem will have mercy on you to give you extra life, even though you don't deserve it, because the person was mechoyv misa. Hashem says, I'll give you extra life. Just like the Gemara tells us, anyone that has mercy and compassion on mankind, Hashem will have mercy. Mishnah Berurah is talking about if a person taka is chayv misa b'neshamayim or kares, the way out of it is to learn more Torah as well as doing more chesed. Okay, fine.
I'm supposed to eat truma. I'm not chayv misa until such point as I get the proper.
Yeah, but I would assume if a guy knows what he's doing, if a guy knows what he's doing is wrong. Guy doesn't know he's wrong. He's maybe a shaygig, but if a guy knows it's wrong, but he has a taiva. So, Mr. Brewer is very important. Mr. Brewer is over here giving us an important lesson. Just be marbe b'teir, marbe tzok of chesed, be good to go. Okay, so let's get back to the actual lumdus over here. The Gemara says the nafkamina between Abayi and Rava would be if a Zohar eats truma. Why? Because a Zohar eats truma is misa b'deshamayim, and misa b'deshamayim is not karis. And Rava seemed to say it's only by karis, and according to Abayi, you'd have kimlei b'deshamayim. Let's take a couple steps back for a second and understand a little bit more about kimlei b'deshamayim. There's a mishnah on daf lamed zayin. We're on daf lamed amid base. I don't know when we're going to get to daf lamed zayin, so I figured let's learn it now because who knows when we get to Daf Lamed Zayin. There's an important Mishnah, Daf Lamed Zayin. Zok to Mishnah number 11. Mishnah says this, V'chol ha'mis chayiv b'nav shoyi, ey, mishal imam. The Mishnah says, any person who's chayiv misas bezdin, he doesn't have to pay. Let's say a person shot someone with a gun, and when he was shooting him with the gun, he also ripped his shirt. So now he's chayiv misa for shooting him, he's now chayiv for the shirt. So we have to, this is kimnei b'dramine. Look at the Mishnah. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'im lo ye osan onish enush. The Mishnah says, how do you know you don't pay double? Because it says, Nechomeshim lo yosun, if there won't be a tragedy, which means the woman won't die, then onish enish, then we punish you that you have to pay the Dmei Vladis, which is what Rashi speaks out. The lo yosun is a grash onish enish, ha'im yeha osun. But if there will be a tragedy, i.e. the lady will die, the pregnant woman that you pushed, then lo yosun, there's no punishment of mominus. Why is there no punishment of mominus? Because the guy's going to get the death penalty. But what's the diuk? That if there is, when is there mominus? There's only mominus when there is no asun, when you didn't kill the lady. But if you killed the lady, then there's no chi of mominus. Why is there no chi of mominus if you killed the lady? That's kimlei b'derabbaneh. Now, what's bothering everyone? That's not where you learn a kimlei b'derabbaneh from. Where do you learn a kimlei b'derabbaneh from? It says in the pasuk, asher shirin, it says, risha achas ata mechayvoi, viata mechayim mishtam shtei rishois. Bezdin does not have the authority to give two punishments. So why does the Mishnah say it's from this pasuk if we all know it's from a different pasuk? So the Gemara asks this kasha. It's not my kasha. The Gemara asks number 13. Affecting Gemara of Amehocha Nafka. This is where we learn kimlei b'deramine from. We learn from the sugya of pushing a pregnant lady. It's not true. Mehasam Nafka. We learn from another pasuk. It says in the Chumash Kidei Risha Soy, based on his crime, his rishas, his evil. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvoi. You bet that can only make a person pay for one crime. V'yato Mechayvoi Mishum Shtei Rishois. But you can't not make him pay for two crimes. So that's the source of kimlei b'derabbaneh. So, affecting my wife, the Mishnah saying the source of kimlei b'derabbaneh is learned out from when a person pushes a pregnant lady, hits a pregnant lady, and you're not sure whether or not he has to pay for the dmei vladis, and it depends. If the woman dies, yes. If the woman doesn't die, no. What are you talking about? It's from the pasuk of kedei rishasa. So this is very important. Answer the Gemara. No, we need two psukim. We taka need two separate mekoyres for kimlei b'derabbaneh. Why? Says the Gemara. Chado b'misa umamen. One parasha is talking about with his misa umamun, the chada b'malkus umamun, and one parasha is when it's malkus and mamun. Now, what's so different between misa and mamun and malkus and mamun? So obviously we understand misa is a much bigger deal, but they're really just punishments handed out. Again, this is not karis. This is misa's bezdin. So the Gemara says, I need two psukim. One pasuk that tells me when there's misa and mammon, there's kimlei b'derabbaneh. And one pasuk tells me when there's malchus and mammon, there is still kimlei b'derabbaneh. Okay, good. So the Gemara makes the tzrichasa, which we'll read, but I am not attempting to explain. It's a very lomdish gemara over here. The gemara says, so why can't I learn that one from the other? So the gemara explains, it's tzricha diyesh meaning. Huh? No, kedei rishas, it could be, kedei rishas just means bezdin can only give one punishment. That one punishment could be malchus. But by the case of the pregnant lady, that's going to be misa.
But the Mishnah is talking about mischaibin
asher. Right, that's true. That's correct.
I'm not talking about malchus.
No, no, right. That,
so how do you know?
No. Again, there's two psukim. Hamischaibin asher. No, the lo yasin is the one that's talking about misa.
Right.
And the kedei rishas is talking about malchus a moment. Because kedei rishas is vague. Kedei Rishas, it says, Bezik can only administer one punishment. Well, what's that one punishment? Well, it can either be Malchus or it can be Misa.
It's broad.
It's broad, right. But by the case of Austin, Austin is very particular. If he killed the lady, then he gets Misa. So therefore, keep this in mind, because it's going to come up in the Cheshbonis, that the one that's Misa, Misa and Mammon is Loya Austin, and Malchus and Mammon is Kedei Rishas. Now, most of us say, well, is there any, this is where we're going to get into, is there any Lomdish and Nafkamina? Are they working differently? Or are they just two types, categories, examples of Kimle? We're going to prove that it's a machalikas achren, like everything else in life, but we're going to see that there might be a lomdish and afkamina between Misa and Mammon and Malchus and Mammon. So let's see how that works. So let's just read the Gemara just to be Yaitzi reading the Gemara. So the Gemara is bothered, Vitzvicha, why do I need to psukim? So the Gemara says, Diyash mina Misa Mammon. If the Torah just told me Misa Mammon, Misham de Ika ibn Neshama, I would say, because Lamai said the guy's going to die. So maybe we'll give him a break. You know, the guy's dying. You're going to make him nuts for the $5 shirt? Come on, the guy's dying. Aval Malchus, a moment, they'll like even the show, maybe a life. But Malchus, the guy's going to walk away after it. He'll get a couple whips and be back to business. Why want to get paid for what he did to the family? And the Gemara says, V'yash, meaning the other way. Malchus, a moment, Mishum Dolei Chom Yisurea. You maybe go the other way. By Malchus, the guy says, listen, you know, it wasn't so bad. Fine. So you didn't do such a terrible Aveira. So it's only Malchus. So I'll understand the forgiveness of the moments. Aval Misu, Mamma, the Chamir Yisurea. But the crime you did was so severe, you should have to pay the family. So the Gemara, no, Tzricha, that's why I need both. Okay, again, this is a lot to talk about, not so much relevant to our sugya. But just take a look at number 14, a Gevaldike Ritva. I was waiting for someone to ask me this kasha. It's a Gevaldike kasha. Frekta Ritva, I don't get it. We have two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk is Kedei Rishasa. Kedei Rishasa is extremely vague. Kedei Rishasa just means you can only get one punishment. How do I know which one?
Maybe you just get the...
Maybe it would just be the Mammon and not the Malchus, Mammon and not the Misa. The other way.
Yeah.
Right? We always assume Kimle B'Drabne means what? Kimle B'Drabne means he gets the severe, exempts the smaller. Maybe Kedei Rishase tells me he only gets one punishment. Which punishment? I don't know. Maybe he only gets the lighter punishment. Okay, good. That's his teretz. Oh, so Frektu Ritva Givaldi. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why do I need these two psukim? I need these two psukim because Asan sheds light on Kedei Rishase. I open up the Chumash Kedei Rishase. So I say to myself, okay, fine, one punishment per person. Great. Well, which one? So I turn to Imloi Yasin. What does Imloi Yasin teach me? It says in the Chumash, Imloi Yasin, Anish Anish. Then it teaches me that he always gets the stronger punishment. So Frektu Ritva is B'chom Ad Akasha, why do I need two psukim? They complement each other. Imloi Yasin sheds light on which one of the two to give. That's Ritva's kasha. Oh, so frak to Ritva, so then just have Loy Austin. Givaldik. Let's see the Ritva. Vim Toyma. V'i mikdei rishosoi, if I just had the pasuk of kdei rishosoi, lo yave yedinon, haiminayu chayiv. I wouldn't know which one to give the guy. All I know is you can only give the guy one. Well, which one does he get? Kamash malon v'lo yasin shenita b'misa. And that's what I need v'lo yasin for. V'lo yasin sheds light on the notion that when there's only two, you give the stronger one. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why are any both psukim? The Yeshlaima says the Ritzvah, the Mekomok and Licht Vechamon of Layosin. In Kedei Rishas, Alomali. Teretz number one says the Ritzvah, if that's your Cheshmin, then let the Teretz just write the Layosin, and I don't need Kedei Rishas. Svisu, Devadai Svaruhu, says the Ritzvah, now what are you talking about? You would have had Havamina, if the Torah tells him you can only give one punishment, you think you give the guy the lesser punishment? It's logical. Says Ritzvah, come on, that's ridiculous. No one would think like that. If you asked any sane person, you tell them that the Torah says a guy does a crime that comes along with two punishments, you can only get one, which one do you give him? Oh yeah, let's give him the light one. It's not logical. Now, again, I think maybe at some point we're going to have to revisit this Ritva.
Is he saying you get it from Asan or you get it from Svara?
Oh, so he's saying that you can't tell me that I need Veloyi Asan to shed light on Kedei Rishase. Because if I didn't have Veloyi Asan, I just had Kedei Rishase, I would know on my own logic that it's the heavier, not the lighter one.
Oh, so the Gemara's drush is...
And therefore the Gemara has a good kasha. I mean, the Ritva was asking that the Gemara's kasha never gets off the ground. Why do I need to psukim? Because they're complementing each other. Says, I don't need that complementing. Because with Svara, logic dictates, again, it might depend on who your court is. Today we live in a very liberal, woke court. So they might would say, no, give the guy the lesser punishment. But the Mitzvah says normal people think that if you have two punishments, the guy did one crime with two punishments, logic dictates he gets the stronger punishment. So therefore says the Mitzvah, now the Gemara's kasha makes sense.
Not even, logic dictates you should get both punishments.
I say, but once you know, if you have Kedei Rishos, right. Once you have Kedei Rishos, and therefore you know the Torah only allows one, logic says it's the stronger. Okay, with that backdrop, now we can get back to our Gemara. Now, we had the Gemara said, Zor Shal Chatruma Ikebeinayu. Again, Zor Shal Chatruma Bemezin Nisim Deshamayim, not Karis. And therefore the Gemara thought, and this is what we have to make sure we have clear in our head before we move on, which means according to Abaya that learns from Asan, you would have Kimlei. According to Rava, you would not have Kimlei because it's not Karis, it's only Nisim Deshamayim. Frek the Hafla, Akash. And we all know the Hafla was one of the Rabbeim of the Chassam Sofer, right? The Afla's brother that no one really knows about. It was a big Chassidish Rebbe. The Afla's brother from Nicholsburg was his brother. Chassidish became a Chassidish Rebbe. Okay, so he said like this: Having Motzi Lemeimar, he was a German. They were all Yekis, which is a Chiddush. Having Motzi Lemeimar, the Ikka Beinayu Kares Umalkis. In fact, the Afla, 1 second. Everyone, slow down for a second. I have another nafkamina between Abai and Rebbe. What would happen if a person does a crime that has Kares and Malkis? Would there be Kimlei with Ramane on that in Rav Nechunya ben Akana's world? Rav Nechunya ben Akana held as Kimlei when there's Kares and Mammon. What about Kares and Malkus? Right, exactly. What would Rav Nechunya ben Akana hold in such a case? Again, Rav Nechunya ben Akana introduced to us Kimlei with Ramane by Kares and Mammon. What would he say by Kares and Malkus? So what would all of us think right from our gut? What's the difference?
What's the thing with Misa Adam and
exactly. Jesus. We would say, well, what's the difference? In Reb Nechunya ben Akana's world, Kares is the same as Mises Bezdin. If Mises Bezdin has Kimlei, so they should also have Kimlei. Says the Hafla, not so fast. Why? The Matzv Chashas Lekamon Daflam Zayin Trei Kral the Misa Umamin Umisa Malkus. You see from the Gemara that we just learned that you need to have two separate psukim for Misa and Momin and Misa and Malkus. Again, the Gemara is really not talking about Misa Malkus; it's talking about Malkus and Momin. Im Kain La Abaya the Yalif Osan Me Osan the Chsiv Gabi Tashlumin. It's time to the Hafla. Go back to Abaya's source. What's Abaya's source? Im Lo Yeh Osan. What was the case over there? What type of obligation was it? It was Misa up against Momin. Because again, if you hit the pregnant lady and she loses the baby, what do you have to? What happens to you? Not Malkus, you get Mominus. So tying to the Hafla, Abaya is going to have to work with Aim Boy El Chedushay. Abaya learned that from Osun that there's such a concept called Kimlei B'Ramanei by Karis. But you can only learn out what the Torah was talking about over there. What was the Torah talking about over there? The storyline was Mominus. So only Karis and Mominus would there be Kimlei B'Ramanei, but not Karis and Malkus. That's the argument of the Hafla. Aval Rava, the Yalf Mikaris Shali Kimisa Shalchem, but according to Rava, who Rava was much more broad, Rava said, I look at Karis as the same thing as Mises Bezdin. Ein Chilakla, then there is no difference. Vim Kain Bechol Chayv increases the Ispu Malkus, Ikabinai, Iloki Oiloi. So therefore says that fly, I have another nafkamina between Abai and Rava. A nafkamina between Abai and Rava would be what happens in a case where the Karis carries along with it a laugh. And he violates the Karis and the laugh. Would he have Kimlei with Ramane? According to Abaya, he would not, says the Hafla. Why? Because according to Abaya, Kimlei with Ramane by Karis, he learned that from the word Asan. Asan is only written by a case where there was Mominus. And only by Mamin, ain't by Yelichadushoi. Don't be greater than the source. And therefore, only by Mominus you have Kimlei with Ramane, and not by Malkus, not by Karis and Malkus. But according to Rav, who learned it out from Karis, Shali, Kimisa, Shalachem, just like by Mises Bezdin, there's Ptur Kimlei with Ramane and Mominus, so too, by Malkus, so too, there'd be the same thing here as well.
How do we know for sure that there is such, we know that for sure from the
source. Misa Malkus.
Misa Malkus.
That's the same Kedei Rishasai. That would also include Kedei Rishasai.
How does Rav work?
Again, according to Rav, he says Karis works the same as Mises Bezdin. Right. And just like in Mises Bezdin, there's a rule, only one punishment. Right. So to here, there's only one punishment.
Stop.
I don't care what the other punishment is. But according to Abaya, this is where you can argue on the Hafla. According to the Hafla's assuming, he's taking Abaya very literal. Right? When we learned Abaya, and this is really what Hafla ends up answering. Abaya learned from Asan that Kares has Kimlei B'Ramanei. So the way we learned Abaya, that's not the pshat that it's only limited to this case. The pshat is it's a broader giloy in how Kares works. That Karis works the same way as Mises Bezdin. And if Mises Bezdin has this exemption, Karis has this exemption. Says the Hafla, no, that's not the way you're supposed to learn Abaya. The way you're supposed to learn Abaya is that I learn from Asan that whenever there's Karis and Mominus, there's Kimlei. But not if there's Karis and Malkus. You change the equation. That's how the Hafla understood. So says the Hafla, I have a very simple nafkamina between Abai and Rava in a case where there were to be kares carried along with Malkus. According to Abai, there would not be Kimlay. According to Rava, there would be Kimlay. That's the Hafla's kash. Let's just read his answer. Says the Hafla, the Efsha, last two lines. The Efsha de la Abaya nam medial of osanos and afilohachi engzer shovelamechs. What's the Hafla's answer? Maybe not. Because at the end of the day, what does the Gzeir Shava teach me? The Gzeir Shava teaches me that Kares is just like Mises Bezdin. And if Mises Bezdin has a Ptor, Misa and Malkus, so then it has to be Kares and Malkus. Also has to have a Ptor. Meaning, Mamish, what we were just discussing. The Hafla initially was saying to himself, maybe Abai is very literal. I learn from Asan only when there's Misa and Mammon, when there's Kares and Mammon. But when you throw a new variable into the equation, like Malkus, all bets are off. Says Abai, no, it's Gzeir Shava. Gzeirah Shavas are not split in half. Gzeirah Shavah means that I look at Karis like I look at Mises Bezdin. And if Mises Bezdin has this exemption, Karis has this exemption. End of story.
You would have for Malkus, though. That's in Mammon.
No, the Gzeirah Shavah is a broader Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah is not just in... The Gzeirah Shavah is Karis has Kim. Exactly.
It doesn't limit to the
Pasha. Exactly. The Pasha, shot the way the Aflo learned the Abaya, was it's limited to what the Torah showed me. No, it's broadened. It's teaching me that the lumness is that Karis is like Mises Bezdin. That's the way you have to look at it. But the Beis Yankiv, the Nesivus, he disagrees on the whole premise. And this is where things get really lebedic. Again, what did the Hafla assume for a given? That according to Rava, you're going to have Kim Leibid Ramne when there's Malkus and Karis. Why? Because Misa, Karis Shalikim, Misa Shalachem. Now, let me ask you a question. When there's Karis and Malkus, what type of Kim Leib Torah is that? Is that from Loihi Asan or is that from Kedei Rishasai? Yeah. This is where it gets a little levity. Again, we just proved from the Gemara and Ksubis that there's two sources for Kim Leib Dramini. There's one where there's Misa and Mammon, and one where there's Malkus and something else. Now, all the ones that have to do with money, or Bezdin administering, is learned from where? V'loyi Asan. That was talking about money. Kidei Rishasa is, Bezdin can only do one. So we're talking about over here, Kares and Malkus. So where would I learn out Karis and Malkus from that has Kim Leib Dramini? It's not Mammonis. It would be Kedei Rishasa, right?
Informed by Asan.
Right. But Kedei Rishasa means Bezdin can only give one punishment. Karis and Malkus, Bezdin's only going to give one. Bezdin doesn't give Karis. Mm-hmm. So Taina the Nesivus, I don't get the whole assumption of the Afla. The Afla assumed that in Rava's world, oh, Karis Shalik, Kimisa Shalachem, no problem, Kim Leib Dramini, Malkus and Karis. Frek the Nesivus, what are you talking about? How can there be Kim Leib Dramini when there's Karis and Malkus?
Why?
Where are you learning Karis from?
Karis and Mammon, same thing. Bidei Shemayim and Ba'adam.
No, but where would, again, but where's Kim Leib learned from? Rav Nechunya Menachem still has to work with the sources of Kim Leib Dramini, right?
Yeah.
So he's either going to go to Kedei Rishasai or he's going to go to Loya Asim. He can't go to Loya Asim because Loya Asim is talking about Mammonis. Kedei Rishasai means Bezdin can only administer one. But here Bezdin is only administering one because one is Karis.
It should be administered. In other words, no. The fact that I can only give one is not the issue. It's the fact that there are two potentials here. Hashem is going to take care of
one. No, but that's not Rishachas.
Rishachas, because if we're saying that Karis is equal to Mises based.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're not going to say that Bezdin is administering Karis.
The
drasha is, but that's the drasha. Oh,
snack.
Good. So that's what we have to get clear. Is there a lumdish enough kamina and lumdish between these two drashas? Between learning from Kedei Rishasai versus from learning from V'loyi Asan?
You'd have to say that because Mises Shemayim is not in their control either.
So that's why Mises Shemayim becomes the oddball. Mises Shemayim becomes the question because it wouldn't be Kedei Rishasai.
But Kedei Rishasai. Anyway. What do I get cards for? Eating on Yom Kippur's cards?
Yeah.
And what's the lava over there? Is that supposed to eat also, right?
Right. So
you're saying that one act that I'd have cards have a lot. Don't you have that in every single issue?
Yes. And it might depend on how you master him. So that I skipped those two lines in the Hafla. But yeah, the Hafla said that's Machlokes in the Gemara in Megillah about
how
that.
How can they be talking about that? Right. That's
right. So that's why he says it's Machlokes. So he said, let's make it simple. Let's say that it's not the exact same act, but while you're doing one act, you do two things. Just to keep it simple. I mean, while a guy is doing a Chavit Krisis, he's also Iver Olaf. Just to make it simple. You're right. The Hafla speaks that point down.
Well, why can't you say Kedei Rishasa talks about the built the party? That he only gets one, not that Bezdin only gets one.
Very good.
One.
So the part, but the simple reading of the drash is referring to Bezdin. Bishum Risha Achas Iyato Mechayiv means Bezdin can't. You want to say it's going on the person? Good. That's a very good point. So let's work this out one more time. We saw from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Zayin that there's two sources for Kim Leib Dramini. One is Kedei Rishasa, which basically we have to get down to this a little better. Kedei Rishasa basically means that Bezdin tells the party, listen, I would love to give this guy both. He's a guy's a dirtbag. He deserves both. But the Torah says, I can't. It's not a p'tur. It's not a p'tur. Remember we spoke about this with Mis Chiv Lassi Sidei Shemayim? Would you call this guy as being exempt? He's potter from the mamonis, or we just can't make him pay the mamonis? Right, we can't make him pay, but he's not potter. This guy's not getting Shlishi Shabbos, right? Now, what would the nafkamina be maybe? Let's say the yorshim of the person he killed want to go and grab the money. Would they be able to do tefisa? So you can hear the very strong side say, listen, you weren't exempt from the payment. It's not to say you were potter, just that Bezdin's hands were tied. Here I circumvented Bezdin. I went around Bezdin. But let's go to Veloyah Asan. Veloyah Asan, the Torah says that if there's an Asan, if the lady dies, so then no punishment. Imloyah Asan, if the lady doesn't die, onish enish. So what does that sound like to you from the Torah? It sounds like the Torah is a p'tur. Not the pshat that it's legal loopholes. That's the books. That's the laws on the books. Kedei Rishasi sounds much more like it's a legal problem. We'll see, there might be nafkaminas. So let's go back to the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis is kash. Frek the Nesivis, who told the Haflah that according to Rava, you're going to have Kimlebi Dramine? Frek the Nesivis, Besef, number 16. Besef for Haflah Hiksha. Do ikibi nayu la Rava, the Dorish Korishali, Kimishi Shalchem, Potanami Kazmi Malkis. The Haflah took for a given that according to Rava, who learns Karis Shali, Kimisa Shalachem, Avad, you're going to have Kimlebi Dramine when there's Karis and Malkis. Because just like you'd have that, if there's Misa and Malkus, you have Kim Leib Ramine, so why Karas and Malkus should be any different? Says that Nesivus, Ulafinis Daiti, the Dover, the Zeinoi. I don't think he's right. Why? The Dafka Misa, Umaman, the Nilman, Mikrolik, Amandaf, Lamazai, Meloy Yasun. When it comes to something like Misa and Maman, that I learned from the Pasuk of Meloy Yasun, the Mashma, the Misa's Bezdin, Poitimi Maman, that Bezdin patters a person from Maman when he gets killed, Shaykh Loy, Medic Karas, Patik, I'm Kim and Maman. Says the Nesivus, I'm willing to say that when there's Misa and Mammon, Karis and Mammon, that's the same. The Torah exempts the Mammon is there, the Torah exempts the Mammon is over here. Avo, Misa Umalkis, the Nilman Mikra Dechtei Rishasai. But when there's Misa and Malkis, that's learned from a different Pasuk. That's learned from Kedei Rishasai, come on. Diata Mechai Vebez Rishois. The Zekoy Ala Bezdin, Mash the Bezdin and Yachal Chai Vebez. That means Bezdin can't give and minister two punishments. Avo Lichoda Bide Shemai Vichoda Bide Yodam, Bezel Loishai Chloim, Maviat Mechai Vebez Rishois. But Frek the Nesivas, but if you're going to talk about Karis and Malkis, and you're going to try to get the guy out and say, well, Bezdin can only administer one. Bezdin is only going to administer one. The other one will be administered by Hashem. The Bezdin rachoduhu de mechayivu bavadi chayiv malchus. Unbelievable. So says the Nesivis, he disagrees with the premise of the Haflah. The Haflah's premise was that according to Rava, it's a no shayla. According to Rava, Karis and Malchus can live with Ramini. Because Misa Shali, Karis Shali, Misa Shalchem.
But as we just said, Kedei Rishasai can also be that Bezdin is stuck about two punishments. It doesn't say that it's their two punishments.
No, the Iyatu Mechayv means you can't be Mechayv two punishments. Who's
the person?
Okay, Pashup Shah in the Gemara, it's referring to Bezdin.
Yeah, but it could.
Okay, we'll have to see. Now, what's the premise of this Haflah, of this Nesivus? What did Nesivus just do in front of our eyes? He mamish split the sugya. Yeah. He just made Kedei Rishasai one whole category and Lo Yasin another category. Is that the way to learn the sugya?
Not the Gemara.
Is that the way to learn the Gemara? Well, you learn the Gemara that we need to psukim, and once we have to psukim, they're all interchangeable.
The Gemara didn't learn it that
way. Gemara didn't sound like that.
So Gemara Bedav said it.
Exactly. The Gemara sounds like that I need both psukim, but they're not fundamentally working differently. They're two psukim that happen to be needed because if not one, I wouldn't know the other. But after all the smoke clears, and now that I have two psukim, are there two different lumnuses? No one would have thought that. But l'chay, you see from the Nesivus that there's mamish, Kedei Rishasai is limited to only certain cases. And Loya Austin is limited to also only certain cases.
He's going against the flow of the Gemara.
Correct. I'm not disagreeing. Okay. It's a different way of reading the Gemara.
Right.
Now, this Yisoid of the Nesivis is Mefurash and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says this Yisoid also. Now, again, if I asked you, the Gemara by Austin Ksubas learned out Misa Umaman, Malkus Umaman. And the Gemara learns one's Kedei Rishasai, one's Veloy Austin. If I asked you, is there any nafkamina between the two? If I learn it out from here, I learn it out from there. So the Nesiva said, yeah, there's a huge nafkamina. Because anything that doesn't have mominus can't be learned out from Velo Yosin. Velo Yosin's got to be mominus. And you're limited to the Velo Yosin. Anything not mominus goes in the Kedei Rishasai box. But if it goes in the Kedei Rishasai box, it's limited to Bezdin. So what did the Nesivas do for us? He basically split the two drushes. He said, well, when you want to talk about criminal development, you got to figure out, well, which category is it? Is it Lo Yosin or is it Kedei Rishasai? Says Reb Chaim, Vahanira, Dishani din de mesu mishalim, din de loiku mishalim. So, Reb Chaim, the same idea. the Sivas lives before Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wants to say that there's a fundamental difference between Kimle of Misa and Mammon and Kimle of Malkus and Mammon. Now, if I'd ask you before, you'd say there's no difference. They learn from different psukim. Okay, big deal. One's learned from Kedei Rishase, one's learned that from a different pasuk. Who cares? It's the same thing. The lumnus is the same. Says
which,
Chaim,
which is what? Just that the Bezdin can't...
One is Bezdin and one is the Torah.
No, but I'm just saying, so what is the one limited... What is the one combined lumnus
You can't end up with two punishments. So Reb Chaim, no, there's a lumnus over here. Says Reb Chaim, the Mammon and Malkus hari afina mikra de Shtei Rishoyis. Mammon and Malkus is learned there from the pasuk of Shtei Rishoyis. V'hainu. The ain Bezdin mechayiv and oisei b'Shtei Rishoyis. Bezdin does not have the power to administer two punishments. Ubi'inon di Shtei Rishoyis hamasuas lebezdin. It has to be two punishments that are given over under the Bezdin's jurisdiction. Avol misa u'mammon zokt Reb Chaim. But when, let's say misa u'mammon. Why doesn't a guy get death and pay? Lav mikra de Rishachas afinon. It's not because of Rishachas. Ela meloyia osin afinon. That's learned from Veloy Yosin. Vayna de misa hiya poiteres mammon de ein mesu mishalim. So, Dr. B'chaim, what we were saying before. Loy Yosin is a p'tor. Kedei Rishos is not a p'tor. Kedei Rishos is not the p'shad that the Torah exempt you from the mammonis. You're guilty as guilty, but the Torah's hands are tied because the Torah doesn't administer two punishments. Veloy Yosin, that's a p'tor. When a person is under the category of Veloy Yosin, it's not the p'shad that Bezdin can't administer. The p'shad is Bezdin, the Torah explicitly exempt you from the mammon. So this is mamish the same idea as the Nesivis, that there's a practical nafkamina between which Kimle B'Diramine you're talking about. Is it going to be in the category of Eloi Yosin, which is going to be Ptur, or is it going to be in the Kedei Rishase, which is technical problems that Bezdin can't minister to? Therefore says the Reb Chaim, when a person is going to get Malkus and Mammon versus Misa and Mammon, they learn from different places. Mamish, like we saw from the Nesivis.
And a nafkamina.
Now Zok Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, we don't talk a lot about Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky is a fascinating person. Shmuel Rizovsky had a very, very difficult life. He died when he was 66, very young. He died at 66 from lung cancer. He ended up in America to get treatment on that lung cancer. He ended up meeting up with Rabbi Soloveitchik, actually, in Boston, because he was in Boston to get treatment. It didn't help. By the time they figured it out, he was already far gone. He never died very young. He lived in Grodno. He learned in Shara Torah by Reb Shimon. He was chavrusas with Reb Gusman. Reb Gusman was hired to tutor him because Reb Shmuel Rizovsky's father was the Rav in Grodno, and he hired Reb Gusman to learn with him. Reb Gusman was an Eloi, so he hired him to learn with Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. Shmuel Rizovsky's father died very young. And so that's very tragedy number one, is that the father died young. Tragedy number two is that he couldn't get out of the Polish army, so he had to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, that ultimately saved his life, but at those years, that was a tragedy. He got married to Tzvi Pesach Frank's wife. He did not have a happy marriage. He had children, but he got divorced from Tzvi Pesach Frank's first wife, which was a big tumult. The joke was that the Biskarov said, I didn't know Rosh Hashivas are allowed to get divorced. Okay? Shmuel Rizovsky was one of the famous Rosh Hashivas to get divorced. He married Tzvi Pesach Frank's daughter, which is Chosha V'Shidduch. He got married to a second wife. They were married for 7 years with no children. She died. And then he died at 66. He had a very, very difficult life for Shmuel Rizovsky. But Lamaisi, he taught a lot of Torah. He was a Rashiv in Panovich. His shiurim are every yeshiva today, they learn shiurim of Shmuel. It's a very, very popular, well-learned sefer. So, but he had a very, very difficult life. But Lamaisa, he gave us a lot of Torah. A lot of it's from Reb Shimon, because he was a big Talmud by Reb Shimon. But he really was mefarsim, the Litvisha, go to any yeshiva today and they learn Lomdus. Very often, then either the Rebbe will tell you it's Reb Shmuel, or he'll pass it off as his own Torah, but it's really Reb Shmuel. But Reb Shmuel Zovsky's Torah has become very, very popular. When he was in Panovich, he used to learn a lot. He covered a lot of ground. Today we don't cover so much ground. But Shiur Reb Shmuel on Makkos. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky said, I have another nafkamina. Says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, let's go even crazier with this. Let's say another nafkamina. How could there be another nafkamina in Kimlev Ramani? Says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, what happens if you shoot a gun at a person, you shoot a person, and you kill him? And in the same act, you also damage someone else. Not third, the same person.
Third party.
Is that Kim the Dramini? So the assumption is no, it's not Kim the Dramini like that. It's got to be the same person. Tan Reb Shmuel, why? Said Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, V'dafka b'nefoshas isa l'klola d'lezeh u'lezeh. The misa d'chad eni p'teres mamon edidach. Said if it's going to be by misa mamon, right? So the pshad is by misa mamon, imloy ya'asim. What's imloy ya'asim? Imloy ya'asim means that the Torah exempted a person when he does one crime and it causes two things. The Torah says you ripped his shirt and you broke his glasses, so the Torah exempt you. That's what if it's one person. But if it's I ripped his shirt and broke his glasses, that the Torah doesn't say. But Zokta Shmuel, but if it's going to be Kedei Rishasa, what's Kedei Rishasa? Bezdin can administer two punishments. So Bezdin can't administer two punishments.
We've been learning or understanding Bezdin can't administer two punishments for the same.
Ah, but that's exactly what we're trying. That's what Shmuel is arguing. Says Shmuel, mechatesa. Bishlama, if Kim Nebid Ramane is learned from Veloy Yasan is a Ptur. The Torah said that if the lady dies from your action, then you have to pay the mamonis. And if the lady doesn't die, and if the lady dies, then you don't have to pay the mamonis. But the Torah parted you. So Zakib Shmuel, I understand that to mean that if it's the same person, it makes sense the Torah parted you. Anyway, he's going to get Misa for the killing, the Torah exempt you from the mamonis. But if it be another person, there's no Ptur. But if it's Kdei Rishasa, Zakib Shmuel, Aval, Le'inyan Dina, the Kdei Rishasa, Aim is a Chilok. Uloy, Mieshal, Anshabishnai. But for Ekib Shmuel, if it's Kdei Rishas, Kdei Rishas, it means Bezdin can't administer two punishments for one crime. This is one crime. It was one spree, right? It was one act of crime. It got to happen to be, I shot him and ripped him. But Zakib Shmuel, if it's Als Kdei Rishas, so then our hands are still tied. But if it's Als Veloy Yasin is a Ptur. When is there a Ptur? So he says it makes sense to say the whole Ptur was only in a case where it was the same person. So if Zakib Shmuel, he wants the Taina, that would be another Nafkamina. We're all running on this assumption that there's a Lomdish Nafkamina between learning from Veloy Yasin versus learning from Kedei Rishasin. But in the next week, we're going to see this whole thing is not true. Because there's Mefurish Gemara and Makkas that says it's not true. Okay, but in the next, we'll get to that.